Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips brought to you by the Hunt Lift Eat podcast. I'm Carter McKenzie with a couple familiar voices here. We got the one and only Derek Bosley coming back at us. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot, dude. Just sitting here thinking about all our fun times and how I'm going to give you monkeypox the next time I see you.
Man, I can't wait. I'm excited for that.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. When did we stop calling herpes and we changed it to monkeypox? Is it just because it's more PC?
I will say monkeypox sounds way more fun.
It does. It sounds like something that you would kind of like maybe go to a sideshow and see. You
know, yeah.
But herpes is not as fun.
Coming from the medic himself. And coming from New Jersey, Bobby McCready. What's going on, man?
What's going on? You know, someone from New Jersey, I know a lot about herpes in this area. So I kind of like the monkeypox version a lot better. It definitely rolls off the tongue a lot better.
Big monkeypox guy.
Big monkeypox guy. Every bar around here has got monkeypox.
I don't want to get a cease and desist or sued for defamation, so I won't say the famous celebrity from New Jersey we always mention. But
yeah. Do you mean Snooki? Snooki's got monkeypox?
That's how rumors are started, Derek. That's how rumors are started.
Allegedly.
Yes. Allegedly. Oh, there it is. Yes.
Next week on TMZ.
Well, boys, let's talk tips. Let's see if we can give the listeners a little bit of knowledge this week. You want to kick us off, Derek?
Yeah, sure. So everybody's getting into their prep for the season coming up. When you are starting to look at what you're going to be taking out of the woods, first thing you want to be checking is your med kit. So if you've had a tourniquet just like hanging out on your ruck or whatever, UV light destroys plastic. So if it's been there for a while, replace that shit. It's cheap. It's $30. But the last thing you want to do is go out of the woods with a tourniquet that isn't going to hold once you put some pressure on it. Another thing, if you're carrying combat gauze, that shit expires. So look at that date. It's still good gauze. You could use just for packing, but it's not going to have that hemostatic agent that, that you're using the combat gauze for, because you know, that shit expires. So take a look at that. Make sure you're still within the date. Know how to actually use that shit. I've talked about this before, but like actually, you know, kind of work with it, know what you're doing and how to do it. And just make sure you're, all your stuff's in good working order. That's really about it. You know, you don't have to take that much out into the woods. You can get by with a lot of, you can do a lot with a little, so you don't need this gigantic fucking ruck just full of med supplies.
Yeah. It's good to take inventory, and I've been in the backcountry and needed alcohol wipes before, and those go dry over a year. And luckily they're cheap enough to replace, but I've been in the backcountry before and needed one. And every single one I had was bone dry, just like, you know, a paper towel, which is completely useless. So yeah, definitely double check that stuff, especially if it's cheap like that. You can go fill it up at the dollar store, easy stuff like that to go in your pack. All right, Bobby, what are you thinking for us this week, man?
So I always talk about hunting when I'm here, so I think I'm gonna switch it up a little bit and talk a little bit about something different. So I'm going to talk about getting your daily protein intake in and some tips that I do to make sure that I'm getting my minimum protein intake in. So with seasons coming up and seasons going away, you know, so something that I'm doing to empty my freezer out and help me with my protein is taking some of that older meat that's on the brink of coming down and making jerky out of it now. So get to see what you take stock of what you got inside those freezers, see what kind of jerky you can make, take some protein intake and get out there.
Heck yeah. Gotta hit those protein goals every single day, man. Is jerky a big part of your kind of diet plan, Bobby?
Yeah, so I actually, when I don't have jerky made, I constantly go to Trader Joe's and I get their little bags of jerky. It's $6 and you get a decent amount for what you're getting there.
That's good, because jerky gets expensive. Like at the gas stations, it's freaking highway robbery, man. It's like $9-$10 for a bag of jerky. Halfway full bag of jerky.
Yeah, I'll say fuck Jack Links. I don't care. I'll be the first one to say it. They're full of nitrates, MSG.
Not going to be a sponsor on the podcast. Roger that.
I just assumed when you were talking about older meat, you were going to point everybody in the direction of lemonparty.com. If you're looking for affordable meat, everybody who is out here listening, go to lemonparty.com and there's some affordable older meat there.
Also not a sponsor of the podcast. I want to make that real clear.
We're doing more damage than anything on this podcast probably right now. Putting me and Derek together, terrible idea.
You're right. That was a collision course right there.
This seemed like a good idea at the time.
All right. I'm going to round us out with a hunting tip this week. As everybody's prepping for fall hunts, you should be shooting your bow right now if you got archery tag in your pocket, as many of us do. You need to have, not only do you need to be shooting a lot every single day, but you need to have a backup release. So you need to have a spare release that you keep on your somewhere with you, either in the same spot continuously in your pack or on your bow or in the same cargo pocket. I actually carry two because I lose fucking everything that I look at. So I have two spare releases. And the biggest thing, not only just carry it, but you need to practice it. And that kind of goes and ties in a little bit with what Derek was talking about with your med gear. You need to be familiar with it. And so practice with your spare as much as your primary release, because you never know. I mean, I sat down for lunch in the Bighorns once to eat a protein bar, and left my release sitting right next to me, and see you later, never to be found again. So if you're ever up in the Bighorn Mountains and you find a spot hog release, keep it, whatever. It's bad luck for me, so you're welcome. So carry a spare release for sure.
And for crossbow guys, carry, a spare set of those. What are those, the little hooky things that they use, whatever those crossbow hunter guys use? I don't know what the fuck they're called anymore.
That'd be a first for me, man, so I have no idea. Shoulder injury. You have a shoulder injury, right? That's why you shoot a crossbow?
Yeah, I have no idea. Everybody in New Jersey.
Or you're lazy. Whichever one you want to say.
Yeah, that's it. You guys got any closing thoughts for us here? This is the fastest tips episode we've had in a while. I love the efficiency.
Straight to the point.
50% bullshit. Yeah, I mean,
50%. If there's anything that you should be efficient.
Derek, thank you for your words of wisdom. Eat your meat. Listeners, we appreciate the hell out of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.